Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Time Magazine just came out with its list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Lady Gaga and Bill Clinton are on the cover, but the list isn't only the world famous. Besides leaders and artists, they've also included people in the categories heroes and thinkers. Should we add those street vendors to the online version from Saturday night in Times Square? They've also included people... we want you to make your own list, particularly in the thinker category. That's how we'll spend our last 6 or 7 minutes today. Nominate an influential thinker in your life and tell us why that person deserves to be on the list. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Opening Time Magazine here. It's a pretty disparate group. The architect Zaha Hadid heads up their thinkers list for designing buildings that Donna Karan in the accompanying essay likens to a gust of wind, organic, forceful, and utterly natural. Maybe Zaha Hadid can redesign the U.S. Pavilion at the Shanghai Expo. Some others on the list, a lot of people have been on this show, Atul Gawande, the New Yorker magazine writer and doctor, Michael Pollan, a local food advocate, Elizabeth Warren, now chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel for TARP. And one thing that's interesting about the thinkers list is that each of the people profiled is discussed not only in terms of their accomplishments and influence, but in terms of their values. So the food pioneer, local food pioneer, locavore pioneer, Alice Waters, described Michael Pollan as he thinks about the ethical bonds that connect our bodies, farms, and food. In so doing, he's become an example to the rest of us. Sheila Bair, you know her, chair of the FDIC? She wrote the blurb about Elizabeth Warren as a soft-spoken, straight-shooting woman who grew up in a small town on the Great Plains. Elizabeth Warren, you know, very much a hawk in the Obama administration on bank behavior. And so intellect, tenacity highlighted by Sheila Bair, but also her politeness. So values are there. So who are the people in your life whose philosophy, whose moral compass, whose thinking are influencing you these days and who you would put on such a list? Let's start with Ed in Brooklyn. Ed, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, hi, Brian. I would like to nominate Tim Wise, who is a respected anti-racist writer, but he's a little out of the regular mold because he's a white man who is speaking all around the country and college campuses and writing books about anti-racism and white denial of racism in our society.
Ed, thank you. Charles in Manhattan, you got a thinker for us. Charles, we'll get back to you. Everybody should turn your radio down and listen through the phone if you're on hold. Sharon in Roxbury, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Brian. I'm reading a book by Stephen Batchelor called Confessions of a Buddhist Atheist. And it's a wonderful book. He clarifies Buddhism in very modern terms, takes a lot of the mumbo-jumbo out of it, and he's just a wonderful writer and thinker.
Thank you very much. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Who are you thinking about?
I am reading Nassim Nicholas Taleb quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He's gotten very famous for The Black Swan.
Yes.
And he's very influential in my life because he's helping me deconstruct a lot of the media and in terms of understanding statistics, understanding sample size, understanding uncertainty.
Thank you very much. Charles in Manhattan, let's give it another shot. Hi, Charles.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I said Bill Moyers, who had his last show on PBS on Friday night, and I feel like I've lost one of the most intelligent people in America.
Thank you for your call. On the other side of that equation, Joe in Nanuet. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I feel Rush Limbaugh, because I kept on writing to President Obama as an economist I can create millions of jobs. I got no response until I spoke with Rush. And my conversation with him was on Google with millions of hits. And then the president writes to me. Personally, he wrote me a letter that he's going to implement me on my ideas. So I feel this guy, you know, is something, Rush Limbaugh.
Joe, thank you. Gail in Old Wick in New Jersey, or in WNYC. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
What thinker are you thinking about?
Dr. Dr. Joseph Rome. He writes the blog called climateprogress.org, and he's the best one-stop shopping education on climate change that I've found.
Thank you very much. And Bill in Manhattan, what thinker are you thinking about?
Hi, my thinker is Chris Hedges, who was a foreign correspondent for The Times, won a Pulitzer Prize, is now a fellow of the Nation Institute. His most recent book is Empire of Illusion, and he writes searingly radical critiques of American society, both major parties, and you don't hear more about him because he's too radical for the mainstream media, and this Time magazine list, like a lot of these lists, omits people who should be more influential but are not because their views are too radical.
Bill, thank you. From our comments page, Linda suggests George Friedman, editor of Stratfor, parsing the thorny intelligence and security issues that we face as a nation. Wajid nominates Noam Chomsky, perennial on these lists, because he is able to cut through the BS, Wajid writes, and get to the meat. Carl from Rego Park recommends Leon Panetta. Despite having no spy experience, he's getting high marks for the job he's doing as CIA director, and he was a member of the Iraq study group. Let's see. Samantha on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. What thinker would you put on an influential thinkers list for your life?
William Cronin he's an environmental historian, and with the BP crisis right now and him talking about, you know, American environmental history, he stands out in my mind.
Thank you very much. He was, I think, the founding executive director of Riverkeeper, if I'm thinking of the right guy. And Leah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Go for it. What thinker are you thinking about and is influencing you?
I would love to nominate Cynthia Scherer, who is a Southern fiction writer, and also my mom. I finally got to an age where I can read and understand her books, and just getting to know her, she's got such a depiction of what it's like to grow up in the South.
Thank you very much. And we're going to have to leave it there because we are running out of time. Also on the editorial page of Time magazine, it says they look for people whose influence is less apparent in their thinker category, people whose innovations will change the world. They cited people like Matt Berg, who uses text messages to track diseases in Africa, and Amy Smith of MIT's D-Lab, Design Lab, who developed a hammer mill that doesn't require electricity. So there you go. Some from Time magazine's new list, some from some of you, influential thinkers influencing some of our listeners. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, Alan Smith produced this program. We had intern help today from Chuni Chian and Matthew Gurry, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.